This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond, Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome, I'm Colin Armstrong, and with Aesthetica on Joy 94.9. I'd like to thank Bassam for the news tonight, and also Simon Terry from Silver Sounds. It's always a great afternoon here on Joy, and coming up for a great evening of shows, including Bent Notes, Queen of the Night, and of course the Cabaret Room. So in the next hour, I'm going to be speaking to two cast members from the amazing Agatha Christie's Murder by Appointment. It opened last week, and I had the opportunity for them to come into the studio on Friday afternoon as they're doing a show currently at the Comedy Theatre. I'll also be speaking to Maggie Maguire. She's the CEO of the Abbotsford Convent, and they've got an open day coming up, and I'm going to be talking to her about the amazing convent that's out there, the grounds and what they do and the diversity in the community feel that they've got there. So I'm very much looking forward to speaking to Maggie. And of course, on the panel tonight, on Aesthetica, I have Mark. Hi, Mark. How are you going?
Hi, Colin. How are you going today?
Yes, good, thanks. Good. So it's really great that you're along, and we've got some really great interviews lined up, and of course some music as well to go along
we
with it.
Definitely do.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong and Aesthetica.
Hi, you're with Colin Armstrong, and on Aesthetica tonight I am very pleased to be able to welcome Maggie Maguire, who is the CEO of the Abbotsford Convent. Maggie, welcome.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Good to be speaking with you. And I know that tonight, this afternoon, I should say, that we're going to be talking about the open day out at the Abbotsford Convent. But would you allow me just to set the mood slightly and talk just for a couple of seconds about the open day, and then I'll come back and we'll have a longer chat?
Certainly.
Tumble down the rabbit hole and get lost in the wondrous world of the Abbotsford Convent. It's a celebration of community and diversity and arts and culture. So open day is going to be a great opportunity to see what goes on within these historically rich walls of the Abbotsford Convent. Now, Maggie, the convent is deemed in history. With everything it's got out there in the precinct, so it's a for people who haven't been there, of course, it is a must go. But for those of who don't know, what is the history of the Abbotsford Convent?
Well, it's a very important piece of land, only 4 kilometres from the centre of Melbourne. It's actually on a bend in the Yarra River. Originally, it was very important land to the Wurundjeri, the original owners of the land. And about, well over a century now, in the late 1870s, 4 sisters arrived on a ship from France. Mm-hmm. And they had been asked specifically by the Archbishop to come to Melbourne to look after fallen and wayward women. When they first arrived, the Sisters of Mercy apparently looked after them and drove them around early Melbourne in a horse and jingle so they could look at potential sites. And they found a house just near the bend in the river, and they bought that house, and then over the following century, they gradually bought the entire peninsula. So some people might also know the Collingwood Children's Farm, which is next door to the convent.
Yes.
That was originally all of the sisters' land, and they were self-sufficient. So they grew all their own fruit and vegetables and had chickens and horses and cows and all the rest of it. And at its peak, there were about 1,000 women and girls living in this sort of self-contained village, really.
Mm.
Anyway, in 1975, they sold the convent for various reasons, and then for about 20 years, a couple of tertiary institutions were there. And then the whole site was going to be given to a developer to turn it into swanky apartments. And it would have effectively become a sort of gated community, leaving the rest of the community out in the cold.
Yeah.
And we're very, very lucky that a group of incredibly passionate and clever and committed people got together around a kitchen table, as these things often do.
Absolutely.
And,
Some of the best decisions, I believe, are made around a kitchen table.
Exactly. Mainly feisty women who thought the plans to, to turn it into the apartments were appalling. And they fought for 8 years to win it back for the people. And eventually the state government just got so sick of them being so clever and good and committed and passionate, they said, oh, well, all right, have it. But their vision was always to create an arts, cultural and learning precinct. That they were very consistent with that mission, mm-hmm. and I'm very proud to say that 9 years on, that's exactly what we're doing, and we've now got what is probably the country's largest multi-art form creative cluster happening down at the convent. And on next Sunday, as you say, is our open day, and it's the one day of the year where we're open, because we are open every day. Mm-hmm. But the big difference next Sunday is that a lot of the studios will be open. So people who might come there often to attend markets or to eat or to just relax in our beautiful gardens will actually be able to walk amongst the buildings and talk to the practitioners, mm-hmm. be they painters or writers or poets or designers or architects mm-hmm. or shoemakers, or we've got a ceramicist, there's a printmaker, there's a jeweller. So there's a whole lot of different stuff going on down there, and often people don't understand the breadth and diversity of activity. So that's why we have this one big day where we all dust the furniture and put on our best clothes and open the front gate.
And look, I think too, Maggie, when I've seen the media release, and I've also been naturally to the website and done some research on it, but the day in itself is just going to be amazing with what's there. But before we before we talk about that, I think most people that visit the convent for the first time would just be amazed by the size of it and the amount of, as you say, the buildings and what's there. It's just from the outside, you wouldn't expect that, would you?
No, and we're incredibly lucky, Colin, because it is truly unique. I mean, everyone says their thing is unique. In this case, it is. There's nothing else like it architecturally or in situ anywhere else in Australia. Mm. And in fact, we've got one of the last surviving industrial laundries in the world. The sisters made a lot of their income by doing washing for all the major hotels and hospitals and, the rich ladies up the hill in Kew. And the laundries are still there, and they are completely gobsmacking. They are just the most evocative, extraordinary, mammoth spaces.
I wasn't aware of that it was still functioning.
Yeah. Mm. So, each building is different because it was built at a different period over that century for a different purpose. Mm. And in fact, we're very lucky this week, we're very excited because the R.E. Ross Trust funded us to do some interpretive signs. So the other thing that people will now see is signage on each of the buildings, which gives you a snapshot of what the building was used for originally when the convent was running and what it actually is for now or into the future. And I think that will help people get a bigger understanding of the extraordinary story that the convent is. It's also a very good example of the history of how white women in Australia were sort of cared for, in inverted commas, for over a century. Because a lot of women were sent there by the courts or the police, some by their families who were just over them.
Mm-hmm.
So women had varying experiences while they were at the convent, and emotionally that's pretty highly charged as well. So even though we are now obviously a secular site, by default we've become the custodian of many of those stories and the buildings and the gardens and the amazing community that has been through that site over many, many decades.
Yeah, and I think that and to have the history and to have that part of the history in Melbourne, it's just amazing. And when you look at the buildings on the website and you just see you can tell at probably at different times through the century that they've been built because of due to architecture and that. But just to be able to walk through, and I suppose it's in some respects it's a bit like stepping back in time, isn't it?
In some respects, it is. But the other interesting thing for us is the foundation, because we own the title to the land and we look after it on behalf of the people. We retrofitted every building now to do things that were never designed to be. So, for instance, the convent building, which is full of 10 square metre cells, effectively, where the sisters used to go to sleep, they are now the spaces where artists go every day to work. Underneath the convent is a fabulous contemporary gallery called C3. That's where the sisters used to store, a whole lot of their food and stuff. So On the ground floor, we've got meeting spaces. They are very noisy meeting spaces now for community, whereas they used to be quiet when visitors were there.
Yeah. Now, Maggie, to have that the history of the convent, I think, was really, a necessity almost to before we talk about the open day. I'd like to talk to you about that in a little detail, if you'd be so kind. But before we talk about the open day, would you mind terribly if I just went to a break to do some messages?
Certainly.
Thank you so much, Maggie. We'll be back soon.
Colin Armstrong on Joy 94.9.
You're with Colin Armstrong, and I'm on the line tonight. I have Maggie Maguire. She is the CEO of the Abbotsford Convent. And Maggie's before we took those messages, was telling me about the history of the convent and about the amazing buildings and architecture that's out there. But the most important thing, Maggie, that I know you want to talk about is next Sunday.
Yes. And in fact, I'm sitting here looking at the weather thinking, oh my goodness, I hope it's not like this next Sunday, but that's the one thing we can't control, I suppose.
You can't control that, but if it was like this next Sunday, it might be a bit cool, but at least it would be sunny and clear, maybe. Yeah,
exactly.
So that could be on your side.
We've got lots happening inside the buildings and outside the buildings, so we've covered all contingencies, I think.
Okay. So from 11 a.m. next Sunday morning, the convent's going to have its open day until 4 p.m. And when I look at just what's on, it's going to be an incredible 5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about what's on?
Sure. We work on this for quite a few months with our tenants so that we develop special programs that showcase what people are doing. So whilst you can go into a tenant's studio and actually talk to them, there are other sort of special things that happen at various points during the day. So, for instance, we've got a whole wing of writers who are independent authors. And at various times during the day, they'll be gathering together and just doing readings from their latest works and just talking about what it is to be a writer in Melbourne in this day and age. Mm-hmm. So people like Michelle O'Hanlon, Roland Harvey, who some people might know, Chris Womersley, there's some really well-known writers who hang out there. There's also some really well-known visual artists, and they'll be running classes and workshops. There'll be lots for kids to do. So if people have got, small people in their lives, bring them too, because we've got a whole program designed around children because it's a very community-focused place. Some people might also not know that we have a very strong wellbeing wing down in the convent building. So there's about 30 different practitioners who work in everything from Reiki to massage to acupuncture, etc. All of their spaces will be open next Sunday, so you can talk to them about, how they treat people and also look at our beautiful yoga room, which overlooks the stunning formal gardens. So they'll be open. There are a whole bunch of different workshops where you can make things, you can crash things, bash things, you can write your own book, you can do so many different things. We've also asked West Side Circus to come along, so there'll be circus performance activities all day outside. There'll be live music. There'll be exhibitions, special exhibitions that have been mounted particularly for Open Day. All of the buildings where there are people during the week will be available. And then there's a special program which we've curated called The Collaborative, where we've given a small amount of funds to a number of artists, to a tenant, to collaborate with external people, and they will show up in the form of a number of different installations through the gardens and in the buildings. So that kind of come around the corner and go, oh, what's that? So surprising things, just to keep everyone on their toes.
Well, that's good, but there's just so much to do and see, isn't there, on this particular day? And also, I believe that if somebody wants to practice their skill at French, you can also go to the French tête-à-tête?
Yes, we actually have a tenant whose work is to actually keep the language of French alive, and she runs really brilliant 30-minute sort of quick French conversation workshops, and they're really good fun. She's a wonderfully warm woman, and I think people who've ever spoken French will relove and relive that experience with her. At Lentil Is Anything, which is one of our restaurants, we've got a number of restaurants and cafes down at the convent. You can learn how to make the Tibetan dumplings called momos.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that skill. And Interactua, one of our tenants, they run a school for adults with a disability, and they're having a special exhibition of their visual art in their space. The Illustrators Australia, which is another organisation that's based down at the convent, illustrators who are members from there will be running illustration sort of sessions. So if you've ever wanted to do that, you can come along and learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sophie Mundi Steiner School, which is a big tenant down there, they've got their spring fair. So that's got everything you would ever think of as a big school fair and fete with lots to eat and buy and do. And 3MBS, which is a classical radio station based down there, will also be doing some tours of their studios so people can see how a real live radio station works.
It's just wonderful to see what you've got on. Now, are there going to be bands or music playing as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's really good.
Some people might have heard of Shadow Electric, which is our outdoor cinema program. They'll be running live music during the afternoon, and I think the taco truck's popping in. So there'll be extra food and beverage on top of the normal cafes and restaurants that we've got down there.
Okay.
And then Tin Lion will also be playing from the balcony on the convent overlooking the formal gardens. So I think that'll be pretty cute.
That sounds just great. I think too that it's so great to have the open day, and so that people can pop out and see the Abbots at the convent. It's really close to Melbourne. I think you said before it was 4 km from the CPD.
Yeah,
And it's free entry, and you're going to be able to walk, ride, or catch public transport on the day. And
we'd encourage people to get the train to Victoria Park, because we've organised a little shuttle bus that will run up the hill and collect you from the station, drive you down to the convent, and then take you back to the station afterwards. Or ride your bike, because it's on the Capital City Bike Trail, and
okay,
it's a beautiful ride. So we've got lots of bike racks for when you get there.
Yeah, so it sounds fabulous. Now, for those of you who don't know where the Abbotsford Convent, it's at 1 St Heliers Street, Abbotsford, am I correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And an amazing website full of absolute information and pictures and galleries and everything that the convent does, and that is abbotsfordconvent.com.au. Maggie, it's been a real delight to talk to you this afternoon and to find out so much more about Open Day, and I think it'll be a really fantastic day next Sunday. I hope to get there myself for some of the hours before I come to the studio, but I wish you and everyone with the convent all the best for that day, and of course for the future going forward.
Thank you very much, Colin. I look forward to seeing lots of the GLBTI community down there celebrating with us next Sunday.
I'm sure we will.
Thank you
so much, Maggie. And that was Maggie Maguire, the CEO of the Abbotsford Convent. Really suggest we pop along and see that next Sunday. And it's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.